You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Oud Springbok Joe van die Kerk, lay now in Costa Rica. Maybe he used to be called Big Joe.
Yeah.
He was a very tall guy. Yes, he was like 1.93. Nummer 8 was sy nummer. Springbok gewees in die vroeë 2000s, so was hy eers by die Lions. Now he's in Costa Rica and he's changed his entire life. It's like a different Joe van die Kerk. What a life. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Rian.
I am so jealous. Yes, that's another thing I need to come to your farm and work out is my jealousy. I need to get it out of my system.
Oh. There's no doubt the gates are open for that. So please come.
Tell me what you're seeing right now. What are you looking at?
Right now I'm sitting in our office and I'm looking over a beautiful valley. They're called the Diamante Valley. It's predominantly jungle. And as I can look over, I hit a ridge and I see the ocean.
All right. You want to hear what I'm seeing? You want to hear? Yeah. I am seeing the N1, Joe, and I see cars coming past. That's what I'm seeing. I'm looking at that.
Well, I'm sending all this... sending all the energy of Costa Rica to you right now so that you're almost sitting here with us. Man.
I guess COVID-19 is not even coming close to wherever you are, eh?
No, you know, to be fair, the cases have increased in Costa Rica. So we have had certain restrictions related to the COVID. I would say that being on a 27 hectare farm doesn't feel the same as what some folks may be experiencing in the cities. We definitely had restrictions and we still have restrictions on right now. We're not supposed to be like getting together in groups, going to the beach. There's certain hours for going to the beach, and then you can't really meet in public places in big groups.
I gotta ask you this, because this is now, you know, COVID-19 is one thing, but the healing that is necessary runs much deeper of humankind. Like, it's not just, you know, heal the COVID and move on. There's like a sickness. We're not well as a human race. I don't know, do you even follow the news? Do you read the newspaper? Probably not. You go on Facebook. Probably don't.
Eh? Well, to be fair, Rian, I was off of the social networks for about 5 years. Only over the last kind of four or five months that I come back onto the network. So, but I do agree with you wholly, like it runs a lot deeper than just the virus, you know, and I think it's our collective consciousness, our humanity, which is in need of some big healing.
So, sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, people are literally falling apart. People are at one another's throats all across the world. You know, it's like racist against racist, old against young, cultural groups against cultural groups, religion, religious groups are fighting. It's a mess. Damn it. Where do we start? Where do we start the healing? Where do we start the process?
To be honest with you, when I heard a couple of the things specifically related to race, it really hurt, you know, because it's almost like I've been brought up a very liberal person in the sense of I don't even distinguish and think, okay, this guy's that and he's separate from me, and just because of these being brought up in that way, and I feel that somehow, you know, in the middle of lockdown, COVID-19, all of a sudden now there's a situation related to race. And it's like, wow, you know, how now in out of all of the things that are going on, the, like virtually three quarters of the planet are in lockdown, And now comes this big story about racism and all of this. And for me, it's kind of, as you said, I don't really follow the news. The last time I looked at the news was for about 15 minutes. It was a CNN broadcast, and I kind of looked at it and I was just like, what is going on? You know, it's hard to fathom, you know, some of the stories and the confusion that's being created. And I just feel like if there was someone that just took the
yes, see, it had me at the edge of my seat.
Me too.
Joe, not you, Joe. Other Joe, big Joe. Devil. Now we got more of this.
I'm actually getting in the zone because I'm looking at the Diamante Valley as the music is playing.
So. Right, Johnny.
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.